Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
George, thank you very much. We were just screaming about goofy anti-vaxxers. Boy, we hope you're not one of those guys.
No, we're all good on our end over here.
Of course you are, because you're a responsible teammate. That's what it's all about, being a responsible teammate. George, when we look at how good the team that the Giants are, we're all wildly impressed. Last night, they get away with murder again because Cody Bellinger airmails one over Justin Turner's head, and the Giants will take all the gift wins that they can from the Dodgers. But at some point, you can't just be expecting gifts. You got to go and get it, and it's time to go and get some help at this trade deadline. Who is the guy you'd like to see the Giants add by the deadline? Forget about the price. Forget about how he gets here. Just give me the name of who you think could help the most.
Oof, wow. One guy? You're telling me one guy? That's who I have to pick from?
One guy. Who's the guy who comes in on the horse to save the day?
Well, I'll tell you what. I'm gonna give you two scenarios, just because that kind of gets me off the hook a little bit. I really, just to your point, I think the Giants have been going out and getting it, and I think they've been putting a ton of pressure on the other guys who were supposed to juggernaut it out in the NL West. And I think everyone's kind of looking up at the Giants, being like, "What's going on here?" And I think the pressure is now starting to be applied to those other two teams that are not underperforming, but are kind of just like, "Wait, what's going on here?" So I think, you know, a guy that I really like, to be honest, who I think could really help facilitate the back of that bullpen, is Daniel Hudson. I think Daniel Hudson of the Washington Nationals is a guy who has a ton of experience. He's a high-velocity guy. He threw the final pitch for the Nationals in their World Series win, so he's battle-tested. He's been around for a long time. And I think that Farhan is going to go look to make a deal. You know, I don't think that he's going to give away the farm. I don't think he's going to do anything where the Giants come out on the losing end of a trade. So he's the one guy I'd love to see them bring in to kind of help solidify the back end of that bullpen. And obviously, you know, there's, you know, some talk going on about a guy named Max Scherzer. If you could pull that trade off with nothing barring being wrong with him, I think that is an unbelievable win at the trade deadline as well.
If you're pointing to Daniel Hudson, do you see the Giants looking at their bullpen and saying, we need to get a better eighth inning guy? Or do you see Hudson as a closer?
What I'm saying is, when you get to the postseason and even into September, when these games, not that they're not meaningful now, but when they start getting very cutthroat, if unless the Giants run away with the division and they can cruise right into October, then October is right where you'll need that bullpen to have a little bit more depth. But these games, you know, I've talked about it with a lot of people. The games all mean a ton, but that last week of the season, games 155 to 162, funny things can happen, and you really need to have guys that you can depend on, because what I've noticed in the past is, you know, the starters don't go quite as long in those innings. The bullpen really comes into play. That's why we've been talking about letting those starters earlier in the season in May and June kind of have a little bit longer leash, because come end of August and beginning of September and through September, you're going to be leading heavy on your bullpen. You want those guys to be fresh. And I just think that a guy like Daniel Hudson, who's been there, who can help pitch in a couple different roles at the back end of that bullpen, just makes the leash a little bit longer. It takes a little bit of pressure off of McGee and Rogers, who seemingly, I would imagine, just the way it looks, they seem to be under a ton of scrutiny every time they take the mound. And that's what happens when you're part of the best team in baseball and you're pitching those innings. And there are going to be, you know, blimps in the road, as we've seen, and it's going to get overblown a little bit, but those guys are doing a tremendous job. And I think bringing a guy like Daniel Hudson in to pitch in that mix that they're in would really just ease some pressure off of the two of them and give the bullpen a ton more depth.
So if we're looking for bullpen depth, and let's say for the sake of argument, Hudson isn't available and Kimbrel's too expensive, one name that has come up is Richard Rodriguez, who that's a guy you spent at least a little bit of time in a clubhouse with. What can you tell us about him, and do you think he'd make a good addition to the Giants' bullpen?
I think he would. I think Richie would make a great addition to the bullpen because he's one of those guys that I think fits in with the kind of mantra and theme of that bullpen of whenever your name's called, you just go in there and get some outs. So obviously, he's been closing in Pittsburgh, but he's a quiet guy. He doesn't have a very big ego. He just wants to go in there, do his job, and help the team win. And he's got a very, very sneaky fastball with a ton of induced vertical break and a very high spin rate. And that's why you see guys swinging through it all the time and making it look like it's 97, 98 when it's 93, 94. And I really like his composure and his demeanor on the mound. You know, he goes out there, and if something happens, he just moves on to the next pitch or the next batter. He tries to get that guy out. And I think that type of mentality fits very well in the back end of the Giants bullpen.
It's always fun when you watch a young player start to put it all together. And any doubts we had about Logan Webb's presence in a playoff rotation are fading by the start from this guy. He just gave six innings, a three-hit, one-run ball, five strikeouts and a walk against one of the grindinest lineups in baseball last night. Why is Logan Webb better today than he was when the year started?
Oh, well, you said it in his stat line, the one walk. When you can limit free passes, his stuff is very good. I've always thought personally that his stuff plays way up. He's got that good arm side movement. He's in the 92 to 95 range. He's got that two seam. He's got that good changeup, that show me slider. And I think guys who rely mainly on a two seam and a changeup or a fastball and changeup can be very effective to both lefties and righties. And I think for him, getting a little bit of a better feel and a timing for his delivery to get on top of his pitches. And I don't mean raise his arm angle. I just mean getting his fingers on top and in front so all the action is happening out front would have made the whole world of difference for him, and that's starting to come and show up. He's starting to believe and have the confidence in himself that he can go out there and compete at that level every 5 days. And it's really been fun to watch him grow into that mentality and find that confidence in himself. And if he can continue pitching the way he did last night, he's going to be a force to be reckoned with later in the season and in the postseason for these guys.
If none of the three teams in the NL West make any moves at all, that for some reason none of them can pull the trigger, who is the team best positioned to win this division at the end of September? Is it still the Dodgers, or do you think the Giants are now a clearer favorite than they have been?
Well, I mean, look, the Giants have been in first place for, what, 80 days? I think that in itself goes to show you who that team is that should win that division. I mean, they're the best team in baseball. They have the best record in baseball. They've been playing the teams they're supposed to play well. And I think there's no doubt in the fans' minds, in the guys in that clubhouse, the coaching staff, there's no doubt in their mind that they're going to win this division. And that's their goal, and that's their outlook on everything. So, you know, predictions and on paper, all that stuff is now in the past because we're living through it right now in the moment. And these guys are playing really good baseball with great pitching, very good defense. And the hitting kind of has been up and down. But when the pitching's been down, the hitting's been up. So it's been evening out like it should. And that's what the making of a good team does. It picks the other side of the game up. And I think there's no doubt in anyone's mind that the Giants are for real. That's why they keep being ranked in that top spot in the MLB rankings every week. Because what they're doing is legit, and they've now started to open everyone's eyes and prove, like, hey, we belong here, we deserve here, we're not going anywhere.
As we've talked about this trade deadline, one of the things that people in our job like to throw around is, boy, those guys in the clubhouse, they've worked hard, they deserve the boost that comes from adding a player at the trade deadline. Is that real? I mean, you were on World Series teams. When your team makes a deal to add a player at the trade deadline, does it actually give the clubhouse juice?
I think it depends on, you know, how the team progresses moving forward. I mean, just the guy, there was a tweet that MLB Central or MLB somebody tweeted it yesterday talking about on this day back in 2012 when the Giants traded for Marco Scudero. That wasn't a break-the-bank, big-time trade. It wasn't covered like that. We got someone who was an unbelievably solid baseball player, a good team leader, a guy who had been around, and we ended up calling him Blockbuster. And I think he was probably one of the more under-the-radar trades that we made. So I think it's all about how the team progresses forward, what kind of player and person that guy is. I don't think anyone's, you know, looking around and being like, oh, we're getting reinforcements. That's part of the game. A reinforcement or two might come. I think they're in a position where they're looking to make their roster better if they can at the right deal. But I think that's been Farhan's MO, is he's not going to go overpay or make a deal he's not comfortable with. So I think if a deal is made, that'll be great. And whoever steps into that clubhouse is going to step into a clubhouse that's going to embrace him. And they'll look to move forward together. If for some reason, somehow a deal doesn't get made, I think, as we heard Gabe Kapler say a couple days ago, they are very comfortable and confident in the guys they have in that clubhouse. So I think it's a win-win either way. But my expectation is that you're going to see a guy or two new in the next couple days.
George Kontos here on 95.7 The Game. So Tony DeSclafani has had a blind spot against the Dodgers. They have definitely given him more trouble than you know, probably any other team in baseball. Is there something that you notice that he does differently against them, or is the answer to why does he struggle against the Dodgers simply lie in the fact that the Dodgers are good and they're the kind of team who can have a guy's number?
You know, well, Kruk and I kind of on pregame the other day when he pitched against the Dodgers in Dodger Stadium, we kind of went back and forth a little bit on this, and I think he should have a lot of confidence and be very happy with how his last outing at Dodger Stadium went. It was his best one of his career so far, the best one of the season, and I think that the success that you have against the team in the past can really affect your confidence and propel you forward to have success, or it can kind of be creeping in the back of your mind like, hey, I haven't really done very well against these guys. That stuff is very real. And I think the fact that he's coming off a very good start against them, now he's pitching back at Oracle Park against them, coming off a very good start, I think he's definitely having the momentum moving in the right direction. And I think he wants to keep the ball rolling with what they did against the Dodgers yesterday, and he doesn't want to be the guy that lets the team down.
I expect him
to go out there and have a great outing as well tonight.
What makes Walker Buehler the best pitcher on an incredibly impressive staff?
I mean, the guy's the full package. He's got stuff. He's got demeanor. He's got an edge. I fully expect at some point in his career, if he continues on the path he's on, that he's going to be a guy who wins a Cy Young or two. You know, I've been really impressed with him, and as much as I don't like to give Dodger guys credit because it's kind of the blood in the rivalry, he's a very, very young, good, talented pitcher, and I think that you have to score first, and you have to put some pressure on him, and he's got the high 90s fastball, with a very good curveball, that little cutter at like 92, 93, and he throws everything for strikes, and he'll throw everything at any time. So you really have to be patient. You really have to stay in your game. But it's very difficult when you got a guy who throws everything coming out of the same slot that looks the same, and then you have to react to it. So he's got stuff. He's just kind of got the whole package. And, you know, obviously the numbers for his whole career now have shown and justified that.
We haven't talked about this team very much because they're not in the NL West, but they have put up the kind of numbers that would serve them very well in that division. So what's your thumbnail on Milwaukee?
On Milwaukee?
Yeah.
I think that Milwaukee's kind of gone under the radar with everything that's been happening in the NL West, with the you know, Padres and Dodgers being the guys that were supposed to just juggernaut it out. Then the Giants have come in and really taken everybody by surprise, I think, in the first half. Now I think hopefully everyone believes in the hype that they've created. They're definitely a force to be reckoned with. They got a great pitching staff. They have guys who can hit the ball out of the ballpark. They have guys who can hit for average. They can be a dangerous team in a 7-game series.
What do you think of Cleveland Guardians?
I'm not a fan of it, personally. But you know what? We were set up for people not liking it, right? The Indians have been a staple for so long, and when you change it to anything else, I think everyone looks for a reason to be like, oh, I don't like that. I think that, personally, the Cleveland Guardians, to my understanding, there's another team already in Cleveland called the Guardians.
There is.
But I think that everyone was looking for a reason to not like it, but I also think that once you know, next season starts and it's printed all over and the gear starts being sold, I think people will jump on board and be just fine with it.
Well, that's how people are. People are hard to please. I'll be totally honest. We were looking for reasons to not like you, George, but we couldn't find any. So that's why we keep calling you, and thanks for picking up the phone whenever we do. Really appreciate your time.
Thanks for chatting, guys. Looking forward to next time.
Thank you very much. George Kontos here on 95.7 The Game.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.